You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 9th show. We bring in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events and how they affect our local economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And last guest in studio today, Karen Koenig. Women on Top, How to Win in a Woman's Way. Karen, thank you so much for coming in studio. Excited to have a chat with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to speak to the listeners.
And a little bit about Karen. Karen has over 30 years experience in male-dominated fields. In the military, Karen rose to the ranks of major, and she figured out quickly that you can't command people, but learn that you can advise and guide. She then took that experience into the aerospace industry, and not only did she advise and guide, Karen learned it was not about perfection, but getting the job done well. Not wanting to continue in corporate America, Karen then opened her financial services businesses. There, she has learned, along with her other experiences, that success doesn't mean self-sacrifice and to stand in her power and behind what she believes in. All these experiences have shaped Karen to write a book so women can know that they don't have to take a step back, but step forward into their success.
Karen, we have so much to talk about, but let's start with your book. What's the book about?
So over the course of the 30 plus years I've been in the workforce, I figured out quickly it's not about perfection, but getting the job done well. And success doesn't mean self-sacrifice and to stand in my own power and what I believe in. And then that women need to know that they don't have to take a step back, but a step forward into their success. And we have a responsibility to lead. And when I talk about the responsibility to lead, we need to lead as fearlessly as possible, not just for ourselves, but because of our daughters and our nieces, et cetera. And we need to consistently encourage them that the fight is worth it. From the staggering truth of the Me Too movement to the fact in 2018 we had over 100 women elected to the House of Representatives. And that's more women filling seats than any other year in herstory.
I love that.
But part of me feels that that shouldn't have made the news. And it's because if we had moved further into progression, no one would care who were in those seats.
Yeah, and I can kind of imagine your why behind your book, but I want to ask you as an author myself, there's always a big why behind why you wrote your book. Share a little bit about that.
Well, so when it comes to the workplace and or being an entrepreneur, women have different fears than men do. And we place a lot of unneeded expectations on ourselves because of feedback, wanted or unwanted, from our family, our friends, and our coworkers. So after being in three different male-dominated fields, I wanted to just address those issues, which led me to write the book, Women on Top, How to Win in a Woman's Way, whether you've been in male-dominated fields or not.
That's really cool. Well, as our listeners know, I have a three-year-old daughter, so I need a copy of your book. When she can't read yet, but when she does,
you can read it to her.
Yeah, it'll be maybe like bedtime material. It'll be like subliminal, so
right.
She just goes and takes on the world. Let's talk about what are the three main things that we'd get from your book.
Okay, so the first one would be it's a little bit about perfection and why getting ready to ready doesn't work. Being ready to be ready doesn't work. So you don't need to be 100% proficient. Us women tend to think that we have to do stuff 100% from the top. And my philosophy is do first, think later, and learn by doing. And
nice.
What I mean by that is I learned how to ride a bike. And how I learned how to ride a bike is I got on the bike and I was at the top of a hill. And my brother said, yeah, just pull your feet up and just go down the hill.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't ask any questions. I didn't ask how to stop. I didn't ask how to, you know, what was going to happen at the end. So I'm going, you know, I felt like 100 miles an hour. got partway down. I'm screaming at my brother, how do I stop? How do I stop? And it was one of those bikes where you have to do reverse pedaling to stop. It was in that day.
Oh, geez.
And probably dating myself a little bit. But, of course, my feet weren't on the pedals. So they're spinning, and there was no way to stop, else I would have hurt myself. So what did I do? I crashed. And then I ended up hitting my head on the ground and getting a great big goose egg. But so it's, maybe that's not the best story for that, but it's, I did it, you know, I thought about it, and then I learned that that's probably not the best way to ride a bike. And then the next thing is perfection really isn't progress. So you can learn what you don't know, and we tend to over-credential ourselves a lot of the times before we get started, and we waste a lot of time doing that. Mm-hmm. And to overcome that perfection syndrome, I just tell people, evaluate what skills you have, write them down, and then believe in the abilities that you have in those areas. And you don't necessarily need official degrees to be like in financial services or to be in the loan business or a real estate officer. Just start and then see what you may need to learn better later. And the second thing that we need to learn about in the book is success in your field doesn't necessarily mean self-sacrificing self-care. So when you need help for it, ask for it. So when I had hip surgery last August, I flew my dad in, but then kind of didn't have anybody else help me. But I had people wanting to bring in food and that kind of stuff to me, and I finally realized it's not about me, it's about them. It's about them wanting to help me. So the other thing is you need to learn your boundaries. So figure out what your schedule is and then stick to it. So if you want to work 30 hours a week, work 30 hours a week. If you want to work 35, then do that, but be laser focused during that time. And learn self-care. It's more than getting a mani-pedi. So it's balance in your work and your life. Decide on your family time, your fun time, your exercise time, and your work time, and then block that into your schedule. So there's a financial advisor that was speaking at an event, and he was talking how he likes to boat. And he boats two months out of the year. So he only has 10 months then to meet with clients. And he has 500 clients, and he likes to meet with them two times per year. So that's 1,000 appointments. Wow. So you only have 20 days in a month, really, because of the weekends, because he doesn't work on weekends. So you have he did the math, and he figured out he has to do 5 appointments a day to stay on track. But because he puts his fun time and his family time on his schedule first, he's able to do that correctly. And then the last thing that I want people to get from this book is you're either growing or you're going. And what I mean by that is there's winners and losers. We have to stop making average be the norm by handing out participation trophies. Mm-hmm. And winning in earnest actually helps identify what your skills are and mentally prepares you for using them later in life. And I think we're losing that, especially with my children. When they were growing up, they got participation trophies, and it just made me so angry. And I don't want any of us to be average women. We're better than that. We need to be great. So what I tell people is track daily, monthly, and quarterly success and then celebrate those successes. We tend to not do that. And then have some type of daily ritual, like reading daily, listening to a blog or reading a blog, listening to podcasts, audibles, and then or meditate. And then the biggest thing is we have a responsibility to lead. Lead as fairly as possible to accommodate for the changes that are happening every day in the businesswoman's world. And I joined the military in the 80s when women weren't valued for for their presence in the military at all. I work construction project management in the 2000s, and now I'm a financial advisor in an industry that's only 17% women.
Yeah, crazy. And you know what? I'm looking at you and hearing all of, you know, that you've done. I know that there's been fears in there, but you've been able to overcome them because we all have them. So let's talk about what fears keep a woman from holding back.
Well, I know firsthand because I lived it. So like writing this book and all the steps that it took to do it. Mm-hmm. Once I got down to the nitty gritty, I got stuck because I let mind fear set in. And my brain said, what if people don't like this book? What if they don't like my stories? What if they don't like me? And I kind of put the book on the shelf for a while and then came back to it later. So it took me a little longer to write it than I wanted to. And one thing is I had anxiety, but then I realized I was talking to somebody, and the symptoms of anxiety and creativity are the same. The sweaty palms, the feeling sick to your stomach, your racing heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what I found is you just have to take action no matter what.
Yeah. And that's really interesting, because when you talk about going and presenting, I mean, it's true. It's the same thing. So it's just using that to the side that you want to, rather than letting it take you down. So love that.
Karen, I just realized the word that evaded me with Noemi is millennials. That's the word, not the younger. Yeah, millennials. That's the word that was killing me. Gosh, I just wouldn't come up.
We were just talking on the way. He's in the middle of that, in the silent generation.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways. I'm like right on the cusp there. Yeah, thank goodness I'm not. No, I'll just stop. What piece of advice would you give someone new to business, such as millennials, and that are especially working in a male-dominated industry?
Well, first, I like to tell them you need to relate to others. Not everything's about you. That's the about them generation. You need to have common ground with your male counterparts, and you have to teach them how to treat you, like an operator's manual. I used to try to fit in and act tough back in the military when I was with all men, but once I voiced how I wanted to be treated, then it really changed the way the men viewed me and treated me. And then just understand that success comes in many forms, but most importantly, you just need to be yourself. And not your worst self, but your best self. And bring your personality into the mix, but overlap it in a way that everybody can be successful.
So, Karen, what about a woman that's listening right now that's just stuck in her career? What would you tell her?
So, I would just say, analyze the situation. Most likely it's self-imposed. As women, we stay stuck in the same career, whether we like it or not, because sometimes we think we have to. And we can't let our employees down or our coworkers or our family. So what I say is ask yourself, where do you want to go? And then what's the next step that you need to take? And so take the time to either move on in the same career, or you just need to map out a new one, kind of like what I did. So in chapter one of my book, there's an exercise that you can go through where you look at your life and you compare what you do now versus to what you would prefer to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then where in life are you executing processes in a certain way, even though there is a better way, but you're not being listened to? And where in life are you doing work for someone else, but it's not congruent with who you are?
Yeah.
You know, it's all about accountability and action. I love your message. It's like saying that I'm here because of me and my brain, which is a terrible thing. I mean, we all have that little guy on our shoulder that says, no, you suck. And, and just shut up, little guy. Let's keep going and fight the good fight and do what you want in life, right?
Mm-hmm. So this show's good for women or for men.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We can all learn something from this. So how do you define, and what's your definition, Karen, of success in a male-dominated industry?
That you just want to hold your own. You want to hold your own by knowing you have an advantage in the workforce. Holding your own by understanding the world needs you, your opinions, your actions, your advocacy, your beliefs, your moxie, and your unique brand of womanhood you present to everyone that you meet. And last, hold your own even when you don't want to. When you're tired of fighting and correcting and educating and standing in your truth for what must change, you have to believe in the power of visualizing the change you want to see and be in the world.
Yeah, great advice, Karen. Karen, thank you so much for coming back in studio. It's a pleasure to have you here, and looks like excited to have you back.
Thanks.
And this is your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Signing off for the day from 1150 AM KKNW, but we'll be here same place, same time next weekend. And rest of the weekend, be really careful out there. Enjoy the snow and have a great weekend.